VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least six people have been killed in a suicide bomb blast Monday near a checkpoint in front of a high school in central Kabul. It's close to a site where a demonstration had just broken up. The Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as IS Khorasan Province claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials in Farah Province say around 30 local policemen and four civilians were killed and several others wounded in a Taliban attack on police outposts in the Khan-e-Afghan district on Sunday night. Children and women were among the dead and wounded. The Taliban also took four policemen with them as hostages. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel. Israel responding with airstrikes on Gaza a day after deadly clashes on the Israeli-Gaza border. Israeli officials say the rocket fire wounded at least seven people. On the Palestinian side of the border, officials say the Israeli airstrikes killed at least two gunmen. The latest violence comes one day after an Israeli incursion into Gaza led to fighting. Deadly wildfires raged Monday at several sites in the western U.S. state of California, with authorities saying 31 people have been killed, while another 228 are unaccounted for. The inferno was so intense that on three occasions it jumped 90 meters across a portion of a lake. Voters in the Kremlin-backed Donetsk and Luhansk regions of eastern Ukraine cast ballots Sunday for local government leaders. Denis Pushilin, the 37-year-old acting leader of Donetsk, was elected with over 61% of the vote. The U.S. and European Union have both denounced the elections as illegal and a deterrent to a negotiated settlement. The EU also called it a sham election. This is VOA News. The international human rights group Amnesty International